Bonjour, Monsieur Frère et Sœur. Je vous supporte de meilleurs vœux de Richard de France. I see my husband cringe. I'd love to give you the rest of this in French, but frankly, that's all I know. However, I am determined to learn to say thank you to Richard's French mother when I get to see her. She's been writing me letters, which I've deeply appreciated, and she calls herself his French mother. In fact, he calls her his French mother too. He has a whole family over there whom he feels as close to, almost, I think, as he does to us. Literally, I do bring you greetings from Richard. I have a card here which he sent home addressed to the San Bernardino First Ward, care of Bishop Dial. I'm going to give it to him and ask him to pin it up on the Lambda Delta Sigma Christmas tree at the back of the room. If you haven't seen that, it's back there ready for your cards, you know. And then I'm going to give this dollar to Brother Greer, Jim Greer, who is in charge of this. And when you put your cards on the Christmas tree, I'll relay your greetings to Richard. If you wish to do it yourself, his address is over on the board. And if you have trouble discovering what the number is there, there's a little deal that looks like a 7 and then it looks like an F because the French put a little line through it. The number is 237 Avenue Leclerc. Richard has been 14 months in Western France, in the city of Rennes. Again, my husband shudders, that isn't the way to say it. However, he set some kind of record because he has been there longer than any other one missionary. And he hasn't had his transfer papers yet. He's very busy looking for a chapel site for this branch. He says he's sure when he finds it, they'll transfer him. So he's not eager to go, but he is looking hard for this site. Because he says this is a marvelous little branch, about 110, 15 strong. They're eager to go forward. They need a place to meet. And since Rennes is also called the Vatican of the North, he's having difficulty buying property. He baptized his first convert when he was 10 days in the field. And the most recent one was a little boy, 8 years old, who belongs to the family I mentioned to you. And this child was baptized just in November. And it was outside, it was cold, it was in a portable font. And just as he put the child under the water, a vivid streak of lightning flashed across the sky. Now, the French are a superstitious people in many ways, and they took this for a very fine omen, that something special had just happened, that this little 8-year-old boy had gone under the water just as the Lord spoke in the sky. He's having marvelous experiences of this kind and others. One of the things you might be very interested in is to hear his voice. We have a tape here. I've instructed my husband to tape it for exactly 2 minutes, which is just about all I'm allowed here. And he's going to give you just a bit of an original little comedy that was written by an investigator over there. It's done in music and it's done with the children. It was presented in a district conference. Of course, it's all in French, but I think you'll enjoy it. This was work that he has been doing with his little missionaries. He has a whole group of little missionaries, just youngsters, and they're doing a marvelous work with it. And I think my husband has his finger on the key here, but I want to tell you one way they get into homes with these young people where they haven't been able to get in before is to take a bowl of popcorn. The French don't know what popcorn is. That is, they didn't until some of our boys began taking it to them over there. So if you have an extra bag of corn that can be popped, just bring it along. I'll send it to France for you. They love the popcorn, and the lady missionaries have taken popcorn into many homes where they had one young person who was interested. In order to interest other young people, she'd call all her friends in, they'd have a popcorn party, and before you knew it, some of the parents had given consent to their young people being baptized into the church. Just one of the things they have been doing. Let's hear the tape. This is a school, a joyous school. Is that what it is? The school of the joyous. Words to that effect. And you'll recognize Richard as the singing professor.
Je vous préviens, dear friends, que si vous voulez jouer les prêtres, je serai le plus fort. Pourquoi oubliez-vous? D'ailleurs, il ne s'agit ni de votre père, ni de sa petite amie. Décidément, ce n'est pas la bonne manière.
The district president in western France, visiting various branches to set them in order and to help them out. He's acting as clerk to the president, who is a young man, 26 years old, a native Frenchman who's been in the church just 2 years. He says he's a marvelous person. It's just inspirational to watch him in various areas straighten out problems which have been going on for some time. And it isn't all sunshine, however, as they travel around in these various small communities. He's spent many nights on kitchen floors with or without a blanket. At one time he picked up, as he said it very succinctly, a bug, and he was very ill for 24 hours when the administration of his companions halted the disease, which they later told him was the plague. The sort of thing, you know, that decimated populations back in the Middle Ages. He lost 7 pounds in 24 hours, but he doesn't recommend it as for any of us. He's had many, as I mentioned, wonderful experiences, but my time has passed. I can only tell you this, that his testimony is strong, his faith is bright, he's learned many things. Our boy who went away will return a man. And I am more grateful than I can say for the privilege of being a missionary mother. My humble prayer is that our Father will bless these boys and our girls who are in the mission field and bless us at home, that we may support them and be worthy of them. And I ask it humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'll read to you a few verses from the 18th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. And how great is his joy in the soul that repenteth. Wherefore you are called to cry repentance unto this people. And if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people,